One of the most iconic figures of Hollywood is moving to Broadway. This is Music from Chaplin, a new musical about the life of late filmmaker and actor Charlie Chaplin. It's one of the new productions opening a fall season that also welcomes a new play from David Mamet and the 50th anniversary of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. But theater critic Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Post says this is not a very exciting fall season for Broadway musicals in a while. She joins us this morning with Adam Feldman with Time Out New York. Good morning to you both.
Hi.
Hello.
So, Elizabeth, not such a great season for musicals, huh?
I think it says something when the show that I'm really excited about is a revival of Annie, a show I don't actually necessarily care for usually, but this one is a really...
What do you mean you don't care for it? You hate orphans.
No,
that's actually the very first Broadway musical I ever saw. So I'm dating my, and it was the original production.
I mean, it's fun, but I can't say that normally it's something that I would really look forward to. But this one has a really fun cast.
Well, yeah, they got Katie Finneran, who's a wonderful comic actress, is playing Miss Hannigan in this revival, and I'm really looking forward to Annie. It's a show that I think it's underrated because it has little girls in it, but I think it's a really strong musical overall.
I'm kind of perversely looking forward to Rebecca because it's a kind of huge bombastic score that could be kind of fun. But the show has been running into really kind of critical money problems, and it looks like it's not going to open.
Let's talk about Chaplin. Of course, this is an original. You both reviewed it? Did you both review it? Elizabeth, you did.
I did, yes.
Yes, my colleague David Cody at the magazine reviewed it for us, but I did see it, and I actually thought it kind of got a bum rap critically. I think it's an entertaining show. The guy who plays Chaplin, Rob McClure, is terrific. It's an entertaining show.
I would say middling and entertaining is a bit of a stretch.
The problem with this kind of show generally is that these bio musicals are very difficult to pull off. This is covering 80 years. And I think that musicals tend to be a little bit more successful when they narrow the scope of their storytelling.
Let's talk about plays. David Mamet has two plays opening this season. There's a revival of Glenn Ross and a brand new play. He'll also be directing, The Anarchist. Are you looking forward to both of these?
I'm looking forward for The Anarchist just because the cast is Patti LuPone and Deborah Winger, and I don't know anybody with a pulse and an interest in theater would not be looking forward to that.
That is very exciting. On the other hand, David Mamet's latest plays have not been consistently strong.
Yes.
And Glengarry is arguably his strongest play, although we just had a revival of it a few years ago. I'm not sure we need to see it again. But Al Pacino, I guess, wanted to do it, and so if Al Pacino wants to do something, who wants to say no?
Let's move to off-Broadway.
Much more exciting, at least for musicals. There's a new Michael John Lecusa at the Public Theater titled Giants, based on the Edna Ferber book that was famously turned into a movie with James Dean.
I think that what we're seeing is a shift in the model for theater on Broadway. It used to be that shows would debut on Broadway in major productions, and now we've gotten used to a different model where things get test runs off Broadway and then move to Broadway if they get critical and commercial success. And I think that may be one reason why we're seeing this in the fall. I think that things are being tested out in the fall, then might be able to move to Broadway if they're successful and still open in time for the spring season and in time for the Tony Awards this year.
We also have the addition of some new stages. There's Lincoln Center, there's BAM, there's the Signature.
Yeah, Signature went from one stage to three. I think there's a kind of explosion of especially the nonprofits are really kind of increasing their number of stages. Now, that means there's a lot more stuff to see. That also means there's a lot more filler because they do have to fill those stages and sometimes, you know, it's not that great.
I'm very curious to see what's going to be happening in the season ahead. There are a number of plays, especially off-Broadway, that I'm looking forward to. This modern terrorism play that they're doing at Second Stage I think looks really interesting. There's a new Eric Gurney play.
And Annie Baker and Amy Herzog, two of the most critically acclaimed playwrights of the recent years, both have new plays. It's just an interesting time.
Okay, Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Post and Adam Feldman with Time Out New York on the fall theater season. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.